You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Astros kickstart a series with the Angels tonight, beginning with an old friend on the mound. Which Astro do you wish from 2024 was still on this year's team? It's The Drive. Luke Morrow, Chris Partee. Been filling in for the fellas. They'll be back following the weekend. T-Mill on the steel wheels. He'll get you the best bets in just a few minutes, trying to make you some money to start this weekend. Get to that in a little bit. By the way, we have the TV here in studio, and we have the worldwide leader on. They're interviewing right now Eduardo Perez on, like, Zoom while he's waiting at the terminal of an airport. And you see the people stand. There was some guy standing behind him with one of those fans you wear around his your neck. And Eduardo's on headphones, and he's crouching in the corner to not be, like, too obnoxious.
Yeah.
They just put it back on the screen.
I mean, oh, yeah.
Was this really necessary? If it was, like, a private flight, that's one thing. But you just have, like, people walking around the airport, and Eduardo's in the corner zooming with ES. I don't know. I just think it's weird.
We call that the Mark Berman. He used to quarter guys at the airport to get interviews all the time.
Really?
Yeah. He would track them down at the airport and just, hey.
But this is through Zoom, though.
That's
like,
funny.
There's not even like a, oh, I got you kind of thing. It's like, you know, it's just through Zoom.
What's the worst place to be bothered? Is it the airport when you're ready to getting ready to go on a flight? Is it while you're at dinner eating?
Uber.
Oh, Uber's
Uber?
Good.
Uber's my answer, man. I cannot stand it when I just want to, like...
Yes.
So you've had it happen to you is what you're saying.
Oh, multiple times.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Get some talkative ass, like, just wanting to share their life story. Yeah. And I'm like, man, I'm just trying to get from A to B right now, dude.
Yeah.
I ain't got time for this.
That's a good one. The Uber one's good.
I think the worst would probably be, yeah, dinner, like maybe like in the restroom at the urinal or something.
Yes, somebody that's a good one,
someone
too.
Maybe recognize you, like...
Hey, I don't like having a little chat at the urinal with the boys.
No, not really. I'm straight ahead. I'm straight ahead, man.
I gotta remember that.
You gotta remember that.
Yeah.
Please do, sir. Not at the urinal. Now, maybe at the sink, washing hands. But at the urinal, I'm in my own world.
Sometimes me and Ron have conversations when we're next to each other in the stalls taking dookies.
Oh, I can tell. I can tell. I mean, y'all was talking about sharing banana hammocks. A couple
That's
weeks
right.
ago. So.
We're bros, man.
Hey, it's all good. Hey,
brothers
nothing,
are
hey,
brothers.
Hey, I'm not mad at that. I'm just... Now, in the stalls taking a number two, that's a little different because there's a barrier there.
Battle poops.
Uh-huh. Oh, my Lord.
But the other word.
It wouldn't be an edition of The Drive without some sort of bowel movement talk or something on here.
Toilet. Hey.
Nothing truer's been said.
Toilet
Glad
humor,
we got
man.
It in.
Gotta
yeah.
love it, man. Gotta love it. Toilet
we
humor.
All, we all dookie.
We hit the quota.
And we do,
here.
Though. We really do.
In the final minutes of the show, we were able to get to it. Which player from 2024 do you wish was still on the Astros roster? I asked this question earlier because, for me, honestly, I said Kikuchi, who the Astros will be facing tonight.
Yep.
You've been able to replace Kyle Tucker. I would say, with the combination of Cam Smith and Isak Paredes, I think to this point that's been a successful trade for the Astros. Yeah, Bregman, you know, that's tough, but same idea. I think you're okay without that. it's just the pitching I have the concern with. And Kikuchi's been really a 3 ERA with a bad, not a great Angels team. He's the guy I would choose. Now, Tyler did put the poll up on Twitter earlier. And Kyle Tucker so far is leading the way with 49% of the votes.
Yeah.
Kikuchi was the early leader. Tucker overtook him. Kikuchi's 35%. So it's really a two-player race. Bregman then comes in at 15%. My guy Ryan Pressly just 1%.
I think Tucker is more kind of almost like a sentimental choice or like what he meant to fans here. You know what I mean? Because like you said, like the trade, the players that they brought in, it's not like they've been bad, right?
No, so, I mean, the trade.
You know, I think that's more of like almost like we just love Kyle Tucker.
And I also think part
that's
of
kinda
it,
how I looked at it.
I also think part of it too, though, is people are taking this with the idea of you have the current roster and then you add somebody. So you get the trade and you get Kyle Tucker. For example, 281 on the text line.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Said easily Kyle Tucker, because then you put Cam Smith in left field, Altuve can DH, Tucker's in right field.
That doesn't work because
right. The idea is
they
you
were
don't
traded.
Get Camp.
It was in the same deal, so that doesn't really work.
So I think, I think, especially with the poll too, where you don't get the full context, you just see the question online. I think people are taking it as you have this current roster we have right now for the Astros, and you get to drop in one player from last year. Yes, of course, I would say Kyle Tucker, but for the sake of this exercise, you would not have Cam Smith or Paredes if you kept Kyle Tucker. I'm pleased with those two guys, so I go Kikuchi. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Can't
argue that.
And he'll face the Astros tonight, which will be interesting. So we'll see how that goes against the Astros' old friend, Ron Washington, not managing this weekend as he will he's dealing with some health issues, so he's out indefinitely. 8:38 first pitch. Hunter Brown tonight against Kikuchi. It's a fun pitching matchup. By the way, how are you on West Coast baseball games? Because as a night owl myself, I always preferred the West Coast games. Especially on a weekend like tonight, you could go out and have a nice meal, whatever. Game starts at 8:30. It's going to go to about 11:30. You get home, you settle in, you watch the game afterwards. I always like these West Coast games.
I grew up on the West Coast. I'm from California,
true, yeah,
so I mean, yeah, I'm fine with it. And I'm also a night owl, so I'm going to be up regardless.
Yeah,
whether they're playing late or not. So yeah, I'm fine with it.
That makes three of us then, because I am definitely a night owl.
Yeah.
I'm up all kinds of stupid ass hours. I'm very fine with the West Coast.
When you probably shouldn't be.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, I'm right there with you, brother.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I always appreciate it. I grew up in the Eastern time zone, so it'd be 10:10.
Super late for you.
Yeah, which was nice though, because like I said, you go out on a Saturday, you come home, it's like, oh yeah, baseball's
on. There's baseball on.
You know, and I'm staying up anyways.
In the middle of the night.
Yeah, it's like, honestly, I love the CFL, because in the summer, the CFL's on ESPN. ESPN, and those games don't start until about 10 o'clock Eastern, probably 9 o'clock Central. So same idea. I'd get back home on a Saturday or Friday or whatever, and it's like, oh, we got football on just starting. And I don't know, the CFL was always enjoyable for me, too.
The CFL, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a fan. So I like these West Coast games. I know it's tough, obviously, for the morning show for for Seth and Sean and John Lopez and Reggie.
Yeah, they got to be here pretty early.
Yeah, that's still early enough, and John's an early riser. But, yeah, I always like these West Coast games. We'll continue to get them here this weekend against the Angels and tonight against Kikuchi. But Hunter Brown on the mound, and it's to the point now where anytime he takes the baseball, right, you got to expect a victory. I know the Angels are under 500, you're on the road, all that sort of stuff. But when Hunter Brown's on the mound, with the season, he's second in ERA, I believe, in the league. Like, when he's on the mound as he is tonight, it's got to be a win.
I mean, this is one of those games, again, where you expect to beat the Angels, but you definitely expect to beat them when you got Hunter Brown on the, on the mound. Yeah. You just, there's no good reason for the Astros to lose this game tonight. Let's just put it like that. No good reason.
Unless my boy Kikuchi shoves tonight.
Just shuts it down.
Yeah. I like him. I wish he was still here. Forget that 2-6 record. He's got a 3 ERA. He's been pitching well. We'll see. 979 says, those of us with real jobs hate West Coast games. Yes, of course. I get that. I've been lucky I've never worked in an office.
With real... I have, so I understand, but...
I ain't got no pity for you.
With real jobs? Really? Is it necessary?
You don't know my life, son. Yeah. I put in my work. I don't feel bad at all.
No, but I certainly get... For the guy that works the 9-5, I get the West Coast games not being very fun. For someone who's never had to set an alarm, typically, for work, I could get up whenever. Sorry. I like it. And especially even during the week, you know, the significant other goes to bed. It's like, all right, now I can settle down. You know, I can sit on the couch and watch the game.
Even back in the day when I did have a regular, I guess, 9-5, you'd call it, I was still up until 1 or 2 in the morning a lot of times.
I know.
That's, and I'd get like 5 hours of sleep.
Yeah. That's, so that's
it's never really mattered to me.
That's true. Even when I have to get up in the morning, I still stay up too late.
I also do not have children, so.
Yeah, that helps.
It definitely helps.
It's the old Jerry Seinfeld bit of the night you and the morning you, and the morning you hates the night you because you stay up too late. It's a good bit. You'll find it on YouTube. By the way, I should have mentioned this earlier, but the McNairs are going to be on Texans All Access, which is coming up right after us, starting in about 10 minutes. So stay tuned for that. Hannah and Cal McNair.
Does this live count as us being on your show?
We'll be live with the fellas right at 6 p.m. So stay tuned for that. And with that, before we go, let's try to make a little money. It's time for T-Mill's Best Bets on this Friday.
That's right. And believe it or not, guys, it's a damn Christmas miracle in June. We had our second straight profitable night of Best Bets last night.
Let's go.
Yes. Done with that red number. Done with failing you folks. We're in the green. We're moving the right direction. We went 4-for-5 last night, but if we want to go green for the entire week and go above that 60% mark, we're going to need to hit almost all of these.
Oof.
But I got 6 Friday best bets for you, all baseball. Let's get into it. I'll list them off real quick. If you miss anything and need to go back and see it, head to my Twitter at @TMillRealDeal. I post them there every day. First, Blue Jays. First 5 innings, money line, -145 as they host the White Sox. Then another first 5 money line, also at the odds of -145, the Padres, as they host Ron's crap-ass Royals tonight. Next up, we got an under for you. Reds at Cardinals this evening. I believe that one is going to be first pitch in about 10 minutes, so if you want to lock it in, get in there. But under 9 in that one between the Reds and the Cardinals. And then here are 3 bets for you pertaining to the hometown team, the Astros, tonight as they begin that series over on the West Coast with the Angels. First, Astros -1 run at -125 at the Angels. I think that is a lock of a bet.
Woo.
And then 2 player props, one of which is an ultra lock, maybe of the damn month.
Woo.
Jeremy Pena, first off, we've hit this one quite often, over 1.5 total bases for him tonight. And then here's that lock I was talking about. Bet the damn mortgage. Hunter Brown over 6.5 Ks. The odds kind of suck, but he's going to fly through 6.5 Ks versus this Angels team, people. Those are your 6 best bets. Are there any of those guys that you like or any that you hate?
Yeah, no, I like the Reds-Cardinals under. I like the Hunter Brown strikeouts. A little worried about Jeremy Pena. We'll see. Hopefully he has a big night. And the Astros, not only money line, taking the -1 tonight.
Ooh, that's right. Yeah,
sign me up for Hunter Brown there anytime.
Absolutely.
Sign me up, bro.
Yes, sir. Let's hope for another winning night, capping off overall would be a good week for the T-Mills Best Bets. You can find those on Twitter, too, if you missed them, or go back on the podcast, Odyssey, Rewind, so on and so forth. Let's win some money. Hey, Texans All Access coming up right after us in just a few minutes, 6 to 7. And Texans ownership, Hannah and Cal McNair, live with the fellas here in 7 minutes. And then stay tuned after that for Area 45, live, local, late night, 7 to 11 p.m. tonight. Bajani's in the house. We got you covered for that. Chris, it was a pleasure.
Always, always.
Thank you to T-Mill for holding it down, as always. I'm Luke Mora. Hey, it's been a pleasure filling in for the fellas here on The Drive. They'll be back following the weekend. Life's a series of hellos and goodbyes. For now, we say goodbye. We'll say hello again next time.
I'm not saying it's logical. I'm just still so pissed off that dude's weak-ass shins. I don't want Tucker here.
You could also say John Singleton. I know people are unhappy with Christian Walker.
Get the hell out of here if you're saying John Singleton.
Not buying that one, Tyler.
Gosh, and I like the guy. I mean, he's obviously, you hear great things, but come on now.
Can we get some love for Ben Gammel? You want to bring him back?
As Ron would say, I thought we were having a serious damn conversation.
Right? I'm Jeez. Just throwing out all the guys that left.
Have a good weekend, good golf, good tennis, or whatever makes you happy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.